This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The DACA program will continue after today's Supreme Court decision. The program allows some undocumented residents who were brought to the U.S. illegally as children to work here legally. It affects 15,000 Coloradans, including Metro State University campus advisor Frida Farhir Ferreira, who says she's shocked by the ruling.
We were told to expect the worst, and that's what we've been expecting for the last few months. And to wake up to this is just crazy. Like, I can't believe it. And I never thought that we would have a good decision.
Chief Justice John Roberts sided with the more liberal judges in the 5-4 decision. Democratic Senator Michael Bennett says he supports the Supreme Court decision. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Bennett has been part of the Senate group working on a legislative solution to immigration reform. On the Senate floor, he called the Trump administration's move to end the DACA program an attack and praised the high court's decision.
Reaffirming the rule of law and, for the moment, protecting 750,000 people who know no other country but the United States of America.
Bennett says movement on comprehensive immigration reform is urgent, and Republican Senator Cory Gardner says he'd support the DREAM Act or the House-passed DREAM and Promise Act, which Colorado's House Democrats all voted for and House Republicans all voted against. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
And coming up, one of the plaintiffs in the Supreme Court's DACA case talks about the ruling. That's next on CPR News. Then in 10 minutes on All Things Considered, the pandemic has tested the strength of El Salvador's president, who remains popular, but his draconian lockdown rules have raised human rights concerns and faced pushback from Congress. At CPR.org, you can read the Supreme Court opinion that rejects the Trump administration's attempt to end DACA. For now, 650,000 young immigrants retain their protection from deportation and their authorization to work in this country, including, as we mentioned earlier, 15,000 in Colorado. Read the opinion at CPR.org. 68 in Denver, 66 in Vail, 81 in Grand Junction and Pueblo, 71 for Colorado Springs.